This is John Lothian with the daily update of commentary and stories from the first read section of the John Lothian newsletter for February 18th, 2021. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. We lead off JLN today with this story from Suzanne Cosgrove of John Lothian News. Options basics for newbies. Mind your Greeks, professor says. The well-documented influx of new retail traders into equities and options on equities in 2020 and 2021 has boosted derivatives volume, but it also has unleashed traders who may not be prepared for the high rates of volatility if and when the market falters. In an interview with JLN, finance professor Edward Zotto urged novice traders to learn the ins and outs of options trading and investing before they dive into the market. The first step before trading a single option is to go to the free websites of the OCC and the OIC, the Options Industry Council, and learn more about it, he said. Zotto, who teaches finance at Providence College in Rhode Island, is also a research director for the Institute for Global Asset and Risk Management, INGARM, an educational foundation. Options are fabulous, but there are so many characteristics that you need to know about them, he said. You need to understand their non-linear nature and the Greeks, which are ways to measure the factors that impact option prices, particularly delta and gamma, he said. To read the rest of this story, find it on johnlothiannews.com. Here are the stories and the comments from the hits and takes section of today's JLN. Have you registered for Boca V yet? The virtual nature of the conference gives you a unique opportunity to participate in one of the most meaningful conferences in the derivatives business. I always learn a lot from attending Boca, and I encourage you to sign up for this year's virtual conference. Here is the latest report from Acuity titled The Market Data Review. They say the widespread commercialization of market data over the past decade has become a major cause of concern for market participants and regulators alike. But what are the realistic solutions and how can the market for market data be put on a more sustainable path? The report is not free. There is a link for it in today's newsletter. The Federal Reserve Bank of Chicago and their Financial Markets Group has an opening for a financial markets analyst. You can see the job listing in today's newsletter. I'm in the process of sending out invoices for the John Lothian newsletter. The policy of this company is that if you find the newsletter valuable, you are asked to pay for it. If you have more than one person at your firm reading it, we believe you find it valuable and will send you an invoice. If you regularly open the newsletter and read it, we believe you find it valuable and we will send you an invoice. There are some exceptions to this policy. We give the newsletter away to retired people, students, college professors, and fellow journalists. So if we send you an invoice and you fit in one of those categories, let us know and we will void the invoice. If you wish to receive an invoice for your 2021 subscription, please email me at johnlothian@johnlothian.com. Please support the Pan Exchange GoFundMe campaign to help them fight a trademark lawsuit. There were no new donations to the JLN MarketsWiki Education GoFundMe campaign yesterday. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. Remember to register for Boca V. Here is a story from the STA, the Securities Traders Association, authored by Jim Toews. A conversation with industry stalwarts Richard Grasso and Harvey Pitt. Over the past 3 weeks, STA has received significant input from a broad range of market participants with respect to a letter we submitted to the House Financial Services Committee just ahead of its virtual hearings on market volatility we experienced in late January and early February. The title of the hearing is GameStop: Who Wins and Who Loses When Short Sellers, Social Media, and Retail Investors Collide. And the CEOs of Robinhood, Citadel, Melvin Capital, and Reddit will be among the witnesses. My comment, I can think of more interesting people to talk to. Here is a story from the Wall Street Journal. North Korea turning to cryptocurrency schemes in global heist, U.S. says. Justice Department charges North Koreans hackers in wide-ranging scheme that include attempts to steal $1.3 billion for Pyongyang. The Justice Department unsealed an indictment Wednesday against two alleged members of North Korea's military intelligence services, accusing them of hacking banks and companies in more than a dozen countries, including in the U.S., as part of a wide-ranging scheme to steal $1.3 billion over the past half-decade for Pyongyang. A comment from Matt Rabel: the North Korean government has had an interest in using cryptocurrency for a number of purposes for a while now. In April of 2019, an American hacker named Virgil Griffith traveled to Pyongyang to give a talk about how to use cryptocurrency to bypass international sanctions. He was arrested on Thanksgiving later that year. Here is another story from the Wall Street Journal. What the Hunger Games three-finger salute means to protesters across Asia, borrowed from literary and film series and popularized by Thai protesters in 2014. The gesture has become a prominent symbol against this month's coup in Myanmar. As protests against a February 1st military coup have gripped Myanmar, one symbol has emerged as an icon, the three-finger salute. Civil servants on strike, student protesters, and even refugees living abroad have made the gesture in a show of defiance. The sign has an unlikely origin story, popularized in the wake of a different coup in 2014 in neighboring Thailand. Protesters there borrowed it from the literary and film series The Hunger Games, in which it is shown as a symbol for a fictional uprising against tyrannical overlords. Images of popular activist Ritpong Maiapech flashing the sign at a busy Bangkok intersection against the backdrop of a pedestrian overpass crowded with soldiers went viral just over a week after the Thai cruise. My comment: who knew giving the scout sign could be so popular and dangerous all at once? Here is a story from Fox 5 New York. 9 out of 10 of New York City restaurants could not afford rent in December. A new report from the New York City Hospitality Alliance shows the extreme financial problems restaurants in New York City are facing, as 92% of the city's restaurants could not afford to pay their rent in December. The number has steadily worsened throughout the pandemic, from 80% of the restaurants in June 2020 not being able to pay rent. My comment: remember to order in more often. We need the restaurants when we can return to being with each other. Here are your top three most read stories from Wednesday's JLN. Our top story Wednesday was Trading Technologies announcement. Trading Technologies appoints new president, chief financial officer, EVP, global head of sales, and chief technology officer. Farley Owens, TT's new president, was also our MarketsWiki page of the day. Second was Bloomberg's at 93. She waged a war on JP Morgan and her own grandsons. Third was John Lothian News. NFL calls timeout on ErisX NFL binary options from Tom Thompson. Here are your MarketsWiki statistics of the day. The site now has 200,627,219 pages viewed, with 25,410 pages on the site. There have been 230,410 edits. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a John Lothian newsletter subscriber, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe, and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.